And now, back to the news.
As we noted earlier, there seemed to be stories almost every day about the crisis that COVID is causing for the health service, and things just seem to get worse and worse. First, we heard that extra patients are being squeezed into wards, with 7 beds replacing 6. Then the Norfolk and Waveney NHS declared a critical incident. The number of hospital staff off with COVID has rocketed to over 500 in Norfolk. And the latest story said that the number of beds in some wards had now been increased from 6 to 8. Here is Tim with the first of these stories.
Extra patients are being squeezed into bed bays at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, NNUH, amid staff shortages and a surge in COVID patients. In a step described by Chief Nurse Professor Nancy Fontaine as extreme, a 7th bed is being jammed into rooms with only enough space for 6. It means the same number of staff can look after more patients, but it also means those patients will be just 90 centimetres apart. One hospital source said staff felt bad for the patients and believed this risked infection, as there would be less space and staff would be even busier. Chief Nurse Professor Nancy Fontaine admitted in an email to staff that it was far from ideal, but said with patients waiting hours for an ambulance and unable to get into the hospital, extreme measures were necessary. Bed bays at the NNUH have 3 beds on 2 sides of the room, divided by curtains, which are fixed to the ceiling. But the curtains between beds are being replaced with a screen, meaning a 4th bed can be put up against the window. As the 2-metre social distancing rule will have to be broken, patients will be told to wear masks and the window will be kept open. Each bed has its own oxygen and suction attached to the wall, but that 7th patient will not have that. Staff said they were not aware of the hospital taking such a step before. Professor Fontaine said it would only be for a short period and added in the email, "In the current battle situation and under extremis, I beseech you to support me through this difficult operational request." She said pressures on the NHS were unprecedented and it was safer for patients to be brought into hospital than be left waiting for ambulances or in the back of ambulances queuing outside. The email added that the plan had been shared with health regulator, the Care Quality Commission.
The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital moved to its highest alert level, while the East of England Ambulance Service Trust has been on its top alert level since the summer. However, this week things escalated, with the entire health and social care system in Norfolk and Waveney declaring a critical incident. This also includes mental health services and community hospitals. What does it mean? A critical incident means that the local NHS is under so much pressure that it cannot deliver services fully, and patients are at increased risk of harm. According to documents on the NHS website, decisive action must be taken to increase capacity and improve safety. Simply put, it means that hospitals are full, ambulance services cannot get to patients anywhere near target times, and GPs can't even see urgent cases. For care homes and social care, it means they cannot get care packages in place for patients leaving hospitals. This creates more problems as beds are taken up in hospitals by patients ready to leave but with nowhere to go. At the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, for example, there are 170 patients currently stuck in the hospital waiting for care in the community to be put in place for them. So how will it affect me? A critical incident covers every aspect of Norfolk and Waveney's health and care system, from mental health to GPs. If you need help from the NHS at the moment, it's likely to have a big impact on you. Before declaring the highest alert level, NHS England tells local hospitals to cancel operations and discharge patients who would not normally be discharged. So, if you have an operation scheduled, it could be postponed. However, a spokesman for the NNUH said that at the moment they were maintaining already planned procedures. Cancer, those waiting the longest, and the most urgent cases are being prioritised. For those waiting for ambulances, one paramedic warned they could be a very long time. They advised getting friends or family to take you to A&E rather than wait for an ambulance. Meanwhile, social care services will look to find placements out of the area and use more expensive agencies, meaning that if you're waiting for a care home, you could be placed further away. Mental health services are told to speed up discharges of patients, increase capacity, and prevent admissions into their hospitals. So again, if you need to access their services, expect delays. For ambulances, all long-distance transfers are reviewed and, as has happened in recent weeks, patients may not be taken to their nearest hospital. However, the biggest impact is likely to be long waits, both for an ambulance and, once you get to hospital, to wait to be unloaded from the ambulance, as there is no space in A&E.
The number of staff off because of COVID has rocketed by 66% in a week at three of Norfolk's hospitals, including the Norfolk and Norwich. As of January the 2nd, 504 staff at the James Paget, Queen Elizabeth and Norfolk and Norwich hospitals were off either with COVID or were self-isolating. Another 800 were absent with other illnesses, bringing the total to 1,300, which is 8% of the entire workforce. The soaring sickness figures are leaving hospitals short-staffed just when they hit their busiest time. In an effort to avert a staffing crisis, the government cut COVID isolation periods from 10 days to 7 before Christmas. But it's under pressure to reduce that even further. Alex Stewart, Chief Executive of Patient Group Healthwatch Norfolk, said, "Part of the issue is around the number of people who are self-isolating for long periods of time. And when the data shows it's safe, we would be keen for the current self-isolation period to be reduced further to free up more staff to look after us." The worst-hit hospital for staff sickness is the James Paget in Galston, where 1 in 10 workers are currently off sick, half of them because of COVID. The number off with COVID has doubled in a week to 223. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital in King's Lynn is coping far better. It has just 1% of staff off with COVID and an overall sickness rate of 7%. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, NNUH, also has a sickness rate of 7%. It had 640 staff off as of January the 2nd, with 250 of them related to COVID. The last time so many hospital staff were off ill was the start of February last year.
The city's main hospital has now squeezed 8 beds onto wards meant for 6, as its number of COVID patients hits more than 100 for the first time since last winter. Just over 100 people with coronavirus were being treated by the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. The last time figures were this high was February the 14th last year. Those in hospitals are needing less intensive treatment than previous COVID waves, with only one patient on a ventilator at the NNUH. But the numbers needing medical help mean almost 3 wards are taken up by COVID patients. Nationally, the number of people with COVID in hospital has soared by 58% in a week. The sharp increase has meant less space and fewer staff available for non-COVID patients. One woman said their 6-bed bay had 8 beds squashed into it on Wednesday evening, with the curtains removed. Photos published by this newspaper also showed no screen or curtains between beds, with patients just 90 centimetres apart. The patients said they'd been packed in like sardines. "We have had our stress levels put through the roof, which is making the atmosphere very tense," she said. "It's disgraceful and puts unacceptable pressure on the poor staff and patients concerned who are waiting to be treated. We have no privacy, as nothing has been put in place to replace the now useless bay privacy curtains.